Okay, so here we are.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's a show.
Welcome to the show that is striving to be the number one independently produced podcast on iTunes.
Do I really care?
Dare to dream. As is tradition before this week's episode, let's get to an IASSMSO.
Okay.
It's the show's social media shoutouts. I got it. We're on Facebook at It's a Show Podcast. We're also on Instagram at something, It's a Show Pod, I think. And the same deal on Twitter. And we've been getting a lot of action on the Twitter at It's a Show Pod.
Hands on your cranks.
First off to at Megan Wade. What are the chances of a new It's a Show Pod for my drive home, boys? Hashtag fingers crossed. Meg, my apologies. I realized this was sent one day ago. I blame GFARC and Sparky, but most of all, Peaker. So thank you for listening. That is awesome. And a shout out to Pirate's Grog Rum. Arr, matey. The only Honduran rum aged for 5 years. You can find them online at piratesgrogrum.com. And a big congratulations to the guys because they just won a huge award. Best design at the World Rum Awards. Which sounds like something all of us should investigate further, immediately if not sooner. A shout out to Protect Pest Control, locally owned and operated. They are ready to assist you with any type of pest problems, including flying and crawling insects. They're the worst. Gophers, peakers, and all sorts of other pests. It's spring and everything comes alive, even pests. Get the drop on them with Protect Pest Control. Find them online at protectpestreddeer.ca. And lastly, but not leastly, at Jeff Borley. Jeff was kind enough to send us a screenshot of his downloads of It's a Show. He says, I've subscribed and downloaded enough to get me through the week. Jeff, thank you so much for helping us grow the show. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I had Sparky, and now I don't have Sparky.
This whole thing's a crapshoot at best.
Merge calls. How about now?
Hello.
Can you hear us, Spark?
I can hear you.
All right.
We have success.
Just trying to find the show notes, boys.
Okay, while you're doing that, I'm going to watch the last 9 minutes of The Walking Dead.
No spoilers.
Oh, my God. It's like intense, dude. Have you?
I told Sparky to watch it tonight because you would spill the beans.
Oh, it's intense. You should see. Okay, I'm going to say one thing. Like, Rick, you know how you, like, last year bit that guy's neck out? He goes freaking primal on some dude.
We both started out in the same place. Things went bad for you, things went bad for me. But you're not seeing things right.
Rick. Yeah.
Striving to be the number one independently produced podcast on iTunes, this is It's a Show with G.A.
Peaker. And Sparky.
Okay. We're on an innovative three-way call. Who knew this technology was available, but apparently it works just fine for recording podcasts. Each at our alternate locations. I'm at It's a Show World HQ. Peaker is in the doghouse.
That's an understatement.
Sparky is at Stanhope Avenue, scenic Stanhope Avenue. Now, the reason Peaker's in the doghouse because he participated in an over 40 men's curling event, and I believe the drinking started at, what, 9?
Well, yeah, well, on Friday, and ended this morning at about 3, which is which, over 40 curling bond spiel. And I won't get too much into the details of the organization, but but I would say that we were the ones closest to 40. The rest were probably around 80 or 90. They waxed us. Unbelievable. So you would not believe it. Like, they're coming in walkers, like, into the curling rink, and we're like, this is going to be a joke. Like, this is going to be easy.
Right.
No problem. Until they started turning on the turbos and freaking waxing us and curling. They didn't even sweep, man. They just sat there and they pushed every rock.
With the sticks. With the push sticks.
You know, the sticks. Like, just like, they're like almost like shuffle sticks. They pushed it and then the rock would go and then they would leave the sweepers behind. Like, there was one time when there was two sweepers 50 feet behind the rock still sweeping. It was bad. And we still lost. These guys killed us.
Did you beat them in the drinking
guys,
at least?
Oh no. These guys are seasoned pros,
okay,
man.
You're pathetic.
So, these guys are pros. They've been doing it since the dawn of electricity. What we'd do is we'd have a shot at each end. We'd pour each other a shot and have a shot of Butter Ripple. And it was a fun weekend. It was a lot of camaraderie, and actually we did learn a lot of curling from these guys, but I'm telling you, and we sucked.
And you had your hockey helmet on, as I understand it.
I had my hockey helmet on as a joke, but it was a good thing I did bring it, because a couple times where I...
You wiped out.
Yeah. I'd be in my dismount, and as I'm letting go, I lose my balance and like land right on my buttocks.
Your dismount? You know? What sport were you playing? What, I thought you were curling.
I was curling.
The fashion houses of Europe have him on retainer. His sense of style, impeccable. His mustache is insured with Lloyd's of London. He's the newest member of the TSN team, and he's coming for you.
Get ready to paint the town burgundy.
Catch Ron Burgundy live at Tim Horton's Roar of the Rings on TSN.
This is going to end terribly.
A couple of sheets down, there was a couple guys going skins. That was pretty early in the day on Friday.
Keeping with our family theme, we're going to cut you off right there and move on.
Yeah. And by the way, since we've started tweeting the parenting tips, parenting with Peaker, I've actually had some world-renowned Twitter followers that are experts in parenting tips and psychology.
Oh, so, my God. I hope they didn't hear the episode.
I hope not either, because they would be using it as case studies.
Oh, no doubt. Do we have a fresh parenting with Peaker in the wings?
Well, I don't know. I got to reconnect with my family after this weekend.
Yeah, so basically, you just got sober now, and you're in the doghouse because your wife's not happy with you.
Oh, she is. She's okay. I mean, she's fine, but I mean, it was a long weekend. I'm sweating. I'm still sweating. I'm doing nothing. I'm just sitting here sweating and watching The Walking Dead. That is what I'm doing, and it's possibly some meat sweats. I had a lot of meat this weekend. There was a ton of, prime rib and steak and prime rib and sausage and prime rib. It was bad.
In keeping with our athletic theme, did you guys read about the player with the medicine hat, Rattler College team?
The F guy, yeah.
Yeah. His last name is actually F-U-C-K. No word of a lie. That article, Sparky, can you dig that article up real quick? Because there's a classic line at the end of that bad boy.
Oh, geez.
There you go, Spark.
Where do I find that? It's pronounced not as it looks.
Oh, is it like Fouque?
Something like that, I think.
Fouque, I think, is what he says.
It's German, apparently.
He says, I'm proud of my name. Leave me alone. And I guess the papers in Medicine Hat, they want to use his first name and middle name. They won't use the last name. And that was a request from the college.
I just did a Google search, F basketball, and all the articles came up, so that's good.
The one I read was, the last line was classic. It's my name. I'm proud of it. I want to spread it around. He actually said, is my name. I don't know. It was good.
One of the Late Late Show, Fallon, I don't know if it's Fallon or if it was Conan, but he made all the way to the big times.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Remember Letterman made Dick Assman famous from Regina?
That's awesome.
No way. That was a thing?
Yeah, that was a thing in the 90s, and the guy was from Regina, and he flew him all the way out to the show and everything. It was classic. Yeah, do you got the last line of that article or no?
There's lots of articles.
Okay. Thanks for that research and development. Now, I understand.
What the Fouque? Here it is. Okay. No. Okay, so quote, when asked if he's ever thought about changing his last name, the answer is no. And he responds, quote, No. I want to have kids. I want to spread the Fouque last name, he said.
And he didn't. It's not spelled Fouque. It's spelled F-U-C-K.
That's right, but I'm not going to say it. Kids are listening.
Sparky, I understand that Peaker has a problem with us from last episode.
No.
Okay, I'm bringing this up. Okay, elephant in the room, moisturizing. Are you guys serious? Why do you moisturize?
Why do you not moisturize?
Obviously, you didn't listen to the last episode.
Both sitting here, two very manly men, heterosexuals, but we're in shorts and we're very close together. I smell like oranges, and I'm going to admit this right now. For the last 2 days, I've been moisturizing my legs.
I moisturize them daily, every day. You got to protect your skin against the cold, the dry Alberta.
You know what it is? Air. It's not even about me protecting anything. I'll tell you what it is. Since I got a real job and I got to wear a suit, business pants, the business pants are full of the white flakage. Oh. All,
your legs are shedding.
Brutal.
Yeah, it, I mean, as soon as you said moisturize, I'm like, whoa, I'm out of this conversation.
So there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Rednecks from Manitoba are more redneck than rednecks from Saskatchewan. That we just proved it. You know what? I avoided any type of moisturizer for my whole life. Then I started getting in late 40s. I started looking in the mirror going, this is not normal. I look like something from The Walking Dead. So I start rubbing the cream. My wife allows me to dip my...
This is going south in a hurry.
No, she has this sacred cream container in her drawer, and it's the good stuff. It costs like $100,000 for an ounce or whatever it is, and it's a miracle cream. So I put it on every morning or onto eye wrinkles, and then I see her all the time rubbing her legs, and I'm going, what are you doing? And I could never do that. And then my dress pants got so gross, full of the flakes, I'm going, I got to do something. So I take these proactive measures, and I've never been happier. There. I said that.
You're supposed to chafe, Matt. I don't care what you guys say. Like, there's supposed to be flakes everywhere. I don't even care. Like, no, I'm serious. I'm like, that is like the Matt, like us Manitobans, that's manly.
I can't even believe or listen to anything you say because you're so depleted of your blood supply from your giant mosquitoes that you don't even know what you're saying right now.
I just can't believe you guys are talking about moisturizing. Like, oh yeah, I moisturize my legs and my arms and my ears.
The way you say it sounds bad.
Like, what are you guys talking about? You can't even be metrosexual in Red Deer because it's not even a metro.
We're not supposed to say our location, dumbass.
Oh.
And we're not supposed to swear either.
But have you noticed, though, that because the seasons are changing, that at least my skin has started to not be as dry?
Oh, it's more supple than ever.
Just for added measure, I tonight went to the steam bath, had an hour of steam, aromatherapy.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I went to aromatherapy because I fell last week in skiing, you see, and I had some serious bruisage in the upper chest area. I need to relax. I need to breathe in some good stuff, and I need to, you know, sweat it out. And
describe for us the aromatherapy environment. What is happening in there?
So in our city, we've got a business that has private steam baths. So for an hour,
$15. Legit. Yeah. It's legit. Yeah.
Like happy endings? Legit?
No.
No happy endings for this one. No.
And if you want to do it yourself, no one's going to stop you because it's a private room.
Well, you can moisturize in private. I mean, where you go in, those stamps.
It's a legit spa. It's a service you pay. You go in, you get the room to yourself. You got a change room with a shower, and you got a little steam area. It's dark. You got some relaxation music. And if you wanted the aromatherapy, that's like $2 extra, and they have a wide variety. But yeah, I came out totally refreshed.
Like, what are you
sitting on? Refreshed.
Is it wood? Because wood, you can't clean wood. So you're sitting on where someone else's has been 100,000.
And they clean it. It's plastic. It's fine.
Why? What drives you to go there? Did you have a coupon? Did you get Groupon on that or what happened?
No, I went for the first time last year when I was just too damn cold and I could not warm up. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this steam thing. And there's couple steam, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. When I was quitting smoking, I actually went there a couple times just to kind of wick out the toxins. And it worked.
It worked. So was there yellow ooze all around you or what?
No, I didn't notice. All I did was go moisturize after because I was so
shut up.
Croony.
You know what? I'm going to figure out how we can cut one out of the three-way call. Just give me a second here. Tell us the legend of the Olympic fridge.
You have to come check it out. It's here. I'm sitting right beside it in all its red glory. How did it happen? On the Facebook, you know, if you like various organizations, they sometimes have contests. So Molson Canadian posted Throwback Thursday, blah, blah, blah. Show us how you celebrated Canada's gold medal wins from Sochi. Post with your photo and you could win this beer fridge. I was like, hey, that's a sweet idea. So when the Olympics were happening, and GA knows about this because we were taping the show here still, I turned my living room into the Olympic lounge.
Yes.
I had read everything. I had the champagne Molson Canadian beer bottles. I did a photo op, so I submitted that as my official entry. Weeks passed. Next thing I know, they said that I was selected and that the fridge is coming my way.
Seriously. Wow. That easy as that. Boom.
And yeah, and I didn't have to sign a waiver, no math test question or anything. I was like, this is not real good. Because I know what happens when you win things.
So is this thing like a full-size fridge, half-size fridge? What size?
It comes up to just below, it's a full-size fridge. It's a retro fridge. Inside's a little ice box. It's got a light inside. It's got three or four shelves. It's a full-size fridge.
I only saw the picture so far, but it looks unreal. Autographed by all the Olympians.
Not all of them, but some notable names include gold medalist Jennifer Jones and the curling team. Who else do we have on here? Haley Wickenheiser. Wickenheiser's on here. That speed skater Charles Hamlin is on here.
Oh, yeah. Hamlin.
Hamlin. No, I don't think any hockey player, male hockey players, are on here. The Hottie Ski sisters, the Flanflay or whatever, the three of them, they signed it, yeah.
That ski cross team was awesome.
So, no, it's pretty sweet, and feel free to stop by anytime and check it out.
That thing is like a shrine. Like, to me, like I didn't even enter it because I'm like, I'll never win it, but I'll dream about even seeing it at some point in my life, and then all of a sudden it shows up at your house.
Yeah, so we we got to have an Olympic fridge party and just hang out by it and get the vibe and the aura off of it. That's all we got to do. Maybe we should bring it over here because I don't want you getting evicted from your apartment. Maybe keep it safe.
Well, I was debating what I should do with it because the shipping company called and was like, well, it's a full-size fridge. It's on a pallet. Where do you want us to deliver it to?
Oh, my God.
So I said, well, deliver to my work because I'm there all the time. Then I can deal with that nonsense later.
Yeah.
Someone's like, oh, put it in your office. I was like, well, no. I'd like to enjoy it and actually have a purpose with it. I don't have a lot of beer left over because I've been drinking so much lately. You know, I have issues.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Got my belly out to here.
Beer!
I could not refuse it.
Beer!
I could really use it.
Beer!
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 What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Got my belly out to here.
Beer!
Golly, I adore it.
Beer!
Come on, damn it, pour it. Do it for me. Brew it for me. Feed it to me. Speed it to me.
Beer!
The most wonderful drink in the world.
Hooray!
Anywho, on the Olympic topic, we've been hounded by this Cassie Howrish. She's a skeleton racer, and she wants to get on the show in the worst way. She keeps on emailing me and GFARC, and I just can't, like, hounding. And she's from Manitoba, so that's why.
She's from Brandon.
Is Brandon not in Manitoba?
Brandon is in Manitoba.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank you.
She's from Brandon. She's a champ. She's from Brandon. That's where I'm from.
That's where you're from. Oh, that's where this is going. Now,
yeah.
I'm probably going to interview her on my own for a number of different great reasons. So just email me your top five, are you really from Brandon questions, your grilling, so that I can get this done. I got a skeleton situation of my own coming up on Monday. I am facilitating the transfer of some human remains. That's one of the things I do. It's not on my business card, but somehow at the post-secondary level, this gig fell into my lap where I have to figure out how to get this old 100-year-old skeleton from one place to the college so they can use it for the nursing students or the health sciences or whatever they're doing. I don't even know. But I got to do the transfer of human bones on Monday in my truck. Isn't that awesome?
That'll be fun.
You're telling me about the process of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's been like a 3-month process.
Yeah, because you got to get the right guy with the paperwork and the right person on each end, and then you got to get rubber gloves, a lot of rubber gloves.
I was going to say, white gloves situation?
Actually, it's disappointing because I thought this, you know, in my mind, from Disney movies, I'm picturing the skeleton hanging on a stand or something, but it's a box of bones. So, you know, it's like in a box.
It's a puzzle.
It's a... Yeah, it's a skeleton puzzle, and apparently it's a nice velvet box, so they really...
Is it like a coffin?
I wish. That would be super cool.
Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones.
Thanks, you guys have been wonderful tonight. We appreciate it.
But I'll have more on that in the next episode. I don't want to take up too much time on that, but that's going to be fun. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, once again for a Sparky Love Life update. Update, update, update.
Oh, geez.
What's happening?
You
got a date again, didn't you?
No.
know.
Did you call her?
No.
No?
He didn't call her, so but, he lost her. He had her on the hook, and then that would have been the reel, but he didn't reel her in. He just let the line snap, and she went away last I heard.
One of our faithful It's a Show podcast listeners and guest from last year's Spring Wine Special, Tina Tuner. You're sampling the best. She called, and she ripped me a new one because I didn't call. And she's like, I agree. She's like, it hurts me to say this, but they're right. You should have called. She actually listens to the show?
Like, yeah.
She's a fan?
Oh, she can't take her ears off of it. Are you kidding me?
So anyways, I admitted that I'm like, yes, I should have called. And I probably 2 weeks ago could have still called. However, I did not. Case closed. Throw the book away, and we move on.
What I want to know is, what have you done to move on?
What does every guy do to move on?
Have you been trolling the date sites again, or no?
No, I haven't trolled anything lately. Look, it's 2 weeks left at the school. I'm up to my face in projects and the final exam prep, and I'm prepping for next year in classes lining. Like I went skiing. I don't have time for women right now.
And obviously, they don't have time for you.
So maybe. Next month.
But I'm going to say one thing. One of our newest listeners at Coco13, she's actually a friend of mine, but she's hooked, and she's concerned, Sparky, about your dating life. She's waiting to hear this update, and so when she does hear this update, she'll be disappointed.
Here's what I have to say to all the naysayers and to the people who doubt my ability. Look, I'm upset as much as the next guy that this did not work out. However, as the saying is, there are plenty of other fish in the sea, and I will find that fish one day. In the meantime, I will continue to live life and do the things I like to do. You know, this is a breaking revelation because this past Saturday night, I went to the bar for the first time in like almost half a year. So I'm putting some valuable FaceTime and you know, making my rounds and being seen. They play the worst music. It's supposed to be like the top 40 stuff, but it's terrible.
So you're going to the kiddie bar, and you're expecting to find lifelong love. Is that what's happening?
No. Have you been there lately? That place is Haggard Central. It is terrible. Looking for love, looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. Searching their eyes, looking for traces.
It's like cougar attacks in there?
Oh, there's nobody attractive in that place at all.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
And just like that, we're out of time, guys. Man, that was entertaining.
So much to say and not enough time to say it.
I wish I could say informative, but it was not informative at all.
Do you want the poop in the pool story?
Oh, jeez.
Can we save that till next week?
The cliffhanger.
I think you gave it away with the punchline.
It's a real steamer.
No, it's a real steamer.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Parenting with Peaker. And I might run out of time, like a hard drive space anytime, so make this expeditious.
All right. So I do have this story. Okay. This is, you know, we're at a kid's party. All right. This kid's turning two. We're at the pool. Everybody's having a good time. Packed full. And I think the oldest kid there in that pool might have been maybe about four. Anyways, all of a sudden, tweet, hear the whistle. Attention, everybody. Everybody out of the pool. We have a fecal matter situation.
They did not say that.
She did. So everybody, like, it's like Jaws in the pool. Everybody just
running for your lives. Mass pandemonium.
Running for your life. Oh. And I'm running out. I'm grabbing, like, my little daughter, my two-year-old. And we're running out, and we're, like, people screaming. And so we get out of the pool. All of a sudden, we look back, and there's everybody just mad dashed it out there, but forgot the birthday kid. There's this two-year-old all alone standing in the pool with this big log blowing right beside him.
Ha 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 ha
So then,
I know, it was classic. It was like one of those parenting moments. It wasn't even my fault. I mean, you know, I didn't even wasn't even me. It was like someone else. Anyways, that's my story.
And you've been listening to Parenting with Beaker. Anything else to add before we part ways, gentlemen?
Keep in touch.
Keep in touch, homie. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Keep in touch. Okay. Oh, one thing we forgot, gentlemen. We are this close to completing an It's a Show goal. According to Peeker's last check on the statistics on podbean.com, we now have 7 Chinese followers.
You bet.
Is that exciting or what?
How is that even possible?
I don't know how it's possible. We're speaking
you
English.
Go from 2 to 17?
Yeah, we went two from 7. 7. So we're...
Okay.
Not 17. We're one shy of our goal to eat Chinese food live on the show.
What was the goal?
When we hit 8.
Who picked 8? That's such a random number.
I did. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I did. I was very excited. I was going to suggest.
When we hit 8, the magic 8, then we're going to go and do the show back at your house with the Olympic beer fridge.
Shanghai, I'm coming for you.
Shanghai noon.
I would have.
A Shanghai nooner. No, that sounds bad. I don't know.
That stinks. Stinks bad. Stinks.
Yeah. What can I say? Gung hoi fat choy, everyone.
Happy New Year to you, too.
I don't even know what that means.
Download it.
Ciao.
Okay, bye.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye.
See you then.
Hi, this is intern Ava, and we'd like to send you off with a little song. This is the end of our show. We hope you know. This is the end of our show. We said our hellos, now we say our goodbye, and we sure hope you know that we love your downloads.
Love them!
Thanks, you guys have been wonderful tonight. We appreciate it.